Thousands turned out across the country for National Coming Out Day. This is Don Rush. Begun in 1988, it saw President Joe Biden yesterday issue his own commemoration, telling the LGBT community that they are loved and accepted. In Salisbury, the local PFLAG organization, which stands for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, held festivities at the Ward Museum. It included a panel moderated by City Administrator Julia Glantz. We caught up with Mark Delancey, Executive Director of Salisbury PFLAG.
For me, it's actually a changing validation for me to be able to have that validity in my community and being able to not only come out, but to be safe to come out. Mm-hmm. For others, it's a worthwhile event that now has been started for many, many years now, a couple of decades actually, in which it's a safe environment for them to be able to be and express their authentic selves.
So what do you make of the changing atmosphere that we seem to be seeing in terms of the LGBTQ community?
I think it's an actual positive thing. I've moved here 7 years ago, and Salisbury is getting a lot more progressive and a lot more open and a better atmosphere in which the LGBTQ community can celebrate themselves.
What kind of changes do you think you see then in the community?
Well, for one example, that we have the very first Maryland Pride crosswalk downtown. Mm-hmm. Which is the very first one in Maryland. We also have one of the very first trans crosswalk flags and progressive flag crosswalks. Mm-hmm. We've made a lot of positive moves in legislation. We've made a lot of positive strides locally in the city of Salisbury with gender bathrooms, with driver's license identifications, and several other initiatives that have already passed.
In the media, we've seen a lot of representations of gays and lesbians, certainly even in fictional television, for example. And are you surprised that we've seen those kinds of images so prominently?
I'm actually pleasantly surprised, because growing up in the 70s when I came out, there was no role models. There were nothing. I remember the very first character was a person on the TV series Soap. That was the first person that I could ever recall being a gay character of reference. Other than that, you had a lot of suspicions about Liberace and other musical groups and people and individuals, but there were no role models back then. So to see these positive changes in role models, as well as legislation, people of authority, just to see the normalcy of the LGBT community.
So in terms of the young people, what do you see happening there?
That's a double-edged sword. So it's interesting that you should say that. I really have a lot of hope, and I have some desire for the younger community. The hope in the fact that there is a pathway that has started that they can actually begin to walk on now. But on those shoulders has a lot of responsibility that I really hope that a lot of the younger community understands our heritage, understands where we came from, don't take it for granted, and also move forward and keep pushing legislation and things forward for us to be able to keep moving.
Mark Delancey, Executive Director of Salisbury PFLAG. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.